This is an incredible time in American history. Our civil liberties are up for grabs. There are certain, I think, key pressure points that are hitting us as citizens, those who really want to remain free, to be able to speak, to have bodily integrity, to live our lives without being watched all the time. And I don't think there's been a more important time in our history to realize what is happening to us and hopefully become aware of what is happening. Of all the trends that we see happening across the country that affect citizens' rights, one of the most important is the over-criminalization of America. As laws proliferate across the country, more and more Americans doing innocent activity, very innocent activity, what we might call legal activity 20 or 30 years ago, is now a crime. In fact, Congress has been creating 55 new crimes a year with a total of more than 5,000 federal crimes and some 3,000 regulatory crimes. It's now estimated that the average American unknowingly, believe it or not, commits 3 felonies for a day. For example, we find ourselves in a strange world where farmers who dare to make unpasteurized goat cheese and share it with their friends and communities are raided by armed SWAT teams, and gardeners face jail time for daring to cultivate their own variety of orchids without sufficient paperwork. Children are actually told they're breaking the law by having lemonade stands in various parts of the country. These are all actual cases. Much of what we see in the over-criminalization of America is driven by corporate entities that draft laws located in Washington, D.C., that state legislatures and even some federal legislatures pay these corporations to write these laws. In other words, corporate entities are making money by passing laws that make us criminals. Now we see that people that commit minor crimes, for example, possession of certain drugs or marijuana or other what we would call, used to call, minor crimes that got you a fine, now end up in some kind of jail cell or prison. In fact, the United States right now has the largest prison population per capita than any country in the world. This overcriminalization feeds into the corporate takeover of prisons, where the government has to maintain a 90% occupancy rate in prisons. In other words, they have to keep the prison 90% full, the government does, to get the benefit from the corporations who pay them. In order to maintain the prisons 90% full, the state has to create more laws to jail more people. That is why America, as I've said, has the largest percentage of people in jail. We seem to be moving toward what I call a prison industrial complex. This is a frightening scenario where corporate entities write laws to put us in jail so that they and governments can make money. When I first saw this idea of the private prisons, in other words, corporations taking over prisons from state governments, I did a little research into history and found out, believe it or not, that some of the most notorious regimes, their prisons and their gulags, were private corporations running prisons for the government. For example, Auschwitz, the notorious Auschwitz and other Nazi prisons were essentially private prisons that made products from Europe. In other words, they arrested people, put them in concentration camps, to make money for large corporations that still exist in the world by the day, and some American corporations that work here connected with the Nazis, believe it or not, made money from prison labor. And some of those prisoners wound up in the gas chambers. So there's a real warning here, folks. And this is another pressure point to be alerted to.